Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Movie time on this Friday the 13th. We're going to talk about movies with Kristen Meinzer, who, of course, is culture producer and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Kristen, welcome to the program.
Happy Friday.
So, and just in time for Friday the 13th and the middle of summer, we've got the fourth Ice Age movie, Continental Drift. Here's a clip.
This summer.
Battle Station!
Surrender your ship or face my fury.
Two words. Anger management.
The end of the world.
We're all gonna survive this.
Okay, maybe they won't.
Is just the tip of the iceberg.
Because I have kids, I've seen others in this franchise. It's slightly irresistible, this Ice Age franchise. How do they do this time around?
Woolly mammoths are so cute. Who doesn't like a sloth? But, you know, I think it's kind of time to turn this franchise in. We've had enough of it.
It's time for the Ice Age to end.
It's time for it to end. Woolly mammoths, you're going to be extinct soon. Hurry up and get it done with. That's how I felt the whole time watching this movie.
All right, so this is the sort of blockbuster release. It's probably not going to make as much money as Spider-Man did, something on the order of $400 million.
Oh, I don't think anyone's going to beat Spider-Man this summer.
Exactly, and probably not Beasts of the Southern Wild either. This is a very small indie movie. Describe the premise.
Well, it's almost like a Hurricane Katrina parable. We have a father and a six-year-old daughter living in a neighborhood called the Bathtub in the south on the wrong side of the levees, trying to survive as the ice caps are melting.
Let's listen.
One day, the storm's gonna blow, the ground's gonna sink, and the water's gonna rise up so high, there ain't gonna be no bathtub, just a whole bunch of water.
Audiences love this at Cannes and Sundance, but is this a commercial venture?
Not at all. As you can hear, it just does not sound like anything you've heard or seen before. It has unknown stars. The actors have never been in any other movie. The little girl, I have to say, is just spectacular. The little girl who plays Hush Puppy is great. The actor who plays her father is great. And it's just really a story about hope in a hopeless situation, which if you love that kind of story, you'll probably love this movie. And even if you don't, it'll make you think a lot.
Visually, what's the style here? Is this an improvised movie or is this a very explicitly script-driven movie?
Oh, it feels very improvisational. It feels very handheld camera. There are moments of desperation and drama, everything that I think Ice Age was trying to do but failed to do.
but with the real live actors.
Yes, absolutely.
There we go. Kristen Meinzer, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Those are your movies, Ice Age, Continental Drift, and Beasts of the Southern Wild.